Shavua Tov, Chafema Cheshvan, Siman Yud Ches. We're going from Halacha Gimel to Seif Tes. When a person is davening, a person has to know this is Seif Gimel, that he's standing in front of the Shechina. This is an incredible meditation. Pasha Pshat, we mamash have to know we're standing in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, like it says, Shvichi Chamayim, Libech Neichach Pnei Hashem. A person has to wake up his kavan, he has to remove the thoughts that are troubling him. And he should make the following kavachim. If he was standing in front of a king, Melech Basavadam, he would organize what he's about to say. Kavachim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Melechim Lachim. But a person has to be mechavan his thoughts. And especially his thoughts by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Dibur, because he knows exactly what we're thinking. Before a person davens, he should think about the awesomeness and the exaltness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the shiftless Adam. Low we are, how low we are, how small we are, how tiny we are. And he should remove all Tanugei Olam Hazeh from his heart. What does that really mean? I think in our language, it means that there's nothing more delicious and incredible experience. The ultimate pleasure is to be close to Hashem and to speak to Hashem. And that's what we need to strive for. Seif Dal, the person when he's davening has to be mechavan the words. He has to understand what he's saying. This is so crucial, and I think life will change if we start davening in this way, where every word that comes out of our mouth, we're thinking what we know what we're saying. And in fact, the Kitzur points out that even in his time already, they had different Sidurim that were already translated into German, and I guess Ashkenaz, meaning into Yiddish, etc. Especially today, where we have Sidurim that have English, whatever language you need to know in order to understand what he's saying. There was a time I actually used to daven Mamish only English, so I could just know every word that I'm saying. I once asked my Rebbe, why can't we have yeshivas one day davening English and a Kurdish one day davening English? At least the kids in America would know what they're saying. But I wasn't zeichet to that. Next, when it comes to the kavana, it's important to know that at least the first bracha, the minimum, that's me'akev. Kavana is me'akev by the first bracha. The rest, we have to do the best we can. Obviously, it's very difficult, and especially in today's world. But if you try and you want to really do it, you're going to be able to do it. If a person can't be able to focus on the words that he's saying, at least he should be thinking about things that are machnia, his heart. And he's mechavan liboy laviyushu v'shamayim, meaning to think, I'm standing in front of the king, the famous Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, based on the Rambam, that discusses the minimum is to know that I'm standing in front of Hashem. Machshava zara comes to a person. You have all these different thoughts that come to your mind, business, etc., plans. Stop davening until that machshava passes. Next, if hey. Person should put his leg together. For those that are learning Yerushalmi Yosechus Brachas, this is Mamash Suga that we just learned. Just like angels, Moshe actually insists also that the idea is that the entire foot really should be mamish, each part of it should be close to each other, the toes included. This way, you mamish view yourself like a malach standing in front of the Boira Olam. A person should turn his head a little bit, incline his head a little bit downwards, close his eyes, and not look at anything. That's the one that's already help a method that helps you daven with concentration. If a person davening from a siddur, he should make sure he's not looking outside of the siddur and checking everything that goes on in the shul. A person should have his hands, that means right hand on his left hand, on his heart, and he should have a tremendous, full heart, ima, yira, and hachna, with submissiveness, with awe, and with trembling. Like an ani ha'imed b'pesach. That's like, so to speak, the picture that we have to view ourselves. We're standing in front of the Bnei Olam, and we're standing like an ani ha'imed b'pesach, and he could decide everything. There's a famous thing that I think I once saw is about the Chavetz Chaim. He used to watch him. He used to mamish feel like he's a son schmoozing with his father in heaven. Kedaba also kedaba yishal reyu. There's different aspects in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ikir that should be real. Mamish, like we just learned with Eliezer v'Avraham this week's parsha. A person should say the words b'fi b'kavana and b'diktuk, which is really everything we just said now. Carefully, each word that we say, you make such a difference, I think, in today's world. Anyway, a person should have his own nusach. And each nusach has his yesoidim ha'rekodesh, the kids. So you can imagine his time already, there's a lot of interesting stories between him and the Kamal, etc. But lemaise, whatever your nusach is, you daven, the ikar is not to mix nuschois. Omar Chali already points out, by the Sfadim, you find it a little bit more lenient when it comes to davening, even to davening Ashkenazim, to daven their own nusach, unless they're shliach tzibur. But if it's Ashkenazim, we're more machmir to daven whatever the tzibur is davening, especially if it's going to be out loud. If you're davening in the silent Shmonesa, so that I think really Ramosha writes that you could daven your own nusach. If a person is davening in a shul where there's no kavua nusach, so then whatever the shliach tzibur is used to, that's what he should daven. A person should daven belachash. This is a very interesting halacha. That means it should be quiet. quiet, it should be quiet that he should be the only one that could hear it and not his friend. This is a sensitivity to someone else also. We learn this from Chana. What's interesting is that the Ben Shchabes and the Zohar says that no, that even you should not hear it. So Api Shuchanoch, the Pashup Shad is to daven, be able to hear the words you're saying yourself, and you have to be careful that you're not really saying it too loud, A, because there's someone else is going to hear it, and also it could disturb him. Next, a person should not be soimich lean on anything, even a little bit of leaning, but it's not mak if it's a little bit of leaning when there's a need, and especially if a person is sick, he could even daven when he's lying down, so long as he can be mechaven his das, meaning he could focus. If a person can't daven, I once had this for about a few months, I wasn't able to say a word, he should still daven, behiru, beliba, meaning think the words, our thoughts count. Next, si'iv ches, a person should not hold on in shmones or anything in his hand. If he's needing, if he's davening from a siddur, of course he could daven, he could hold his siddur. It's the idea is not to defocus ourselves, and you see from here how careful it is that a person should not have anything that's distracting him from his davening, especially a phone. When it comes to the davening in the different areas in the siddur, you should write down, there should be markings, so you don't have to look for things when you're davening, during the davening. This is what the Gitzur says, that's why people have these stickies, it's great. A person should not have any chatzitza between him and the wall. This is based on the pasuk by Yosef Chizkiyo. So that's why perhaps at the beginning to have the seat all the way in the front, because you know you have nothing between you and the wall. However, the only problem is something that's high 10 tefachim, so it's about 30 inches, and it's wide 4 tefachim. Also, if it's something small or something that's kavod, that's always set, not a problem. A human being is also not a problem as a chatzitza. Bishas adchak, everything is going to be mutter. That means if you don't have a choice, especially it's not easy to get the front seat or the side seat where you're next to the wall. So as long as you're closing your eyes, it's not a problem. Where you're looking into the siddur, it's not going to be mevati or kavan, because the whole thing really is just the focus that a person's supposed to have. Also, a person should not have connected any tziu, a type of pictures that are distracting. If he does have a picture in front of him, he should close his eyes. A connected a mar'ah, spiegel, or spiegel, whatever it's called in the Kitzur says, you should not be davening in front of a mirror. And even if your eyes are closed, this is quite challenging, especially when they have, sometimes you have these windows and they create a certain type, but really that's really an extra chumrah. The others are the machmir. In that case, you could probably rely on a naim skuras, meaning closing your eyes. Interesting that this seems to be the source for avelus, meaning by avelim in the house to cover the mirrors, really one of the main reasons, because you used to daven in that area, and therefore they would cover the mirrors. It's a pashup shot. A person should not daven in what's called a malkum pole, an open area in a field, courtyard, etc., because it's lacking in ema, and you have less achna than being inside of a building. That's the reason why the minyanim outside, of course, when there was COVID, it was a different story, but now it's preferable definitely not to. If a person is traveling, you would like to daven in the field, but best is to try to daven between the trees. And last halacha, a person should not be megahek and yefahek. What are these two terms? Burping and yawning. If a person has to yawn, which many times happens, or he has to burp, so he should cover his mouth, his opening, so that shouldn't be seen. If a person has to spit, he should spit into some tissue or something. If he can't, and it's disgusting, he should turn to his left and spit to his back. If he can't do it to his back, he should spit to his left. If he can't, he should spit to his right. If a person has some type of bug that's biting him, he should try not to take it with his hand. He should move it with his clothing. If a person's talus falls off, as long as a little bit is left, he still could put it back on. But if it fully falls off the floor, you're not technically allowed to put it back on because it's considered a hefsek. But those are lenient if it's troubling you, if it's on the floor. And that's the same halacha as if a person has a sefer that fell on the floor and it's confusing him. So you're allowed to pick it up between one bracha and the next. And that will this be. And the reason for that is because otherwise you're not going to be able to focus anyway. All these halachas apply until you take the three steps back. Have a beautiful week.